My video is doing something strange. Morning. Small group today, nice. Nice to see you all. Sean, are you new? I think you might be new. Yeah? You don't have to put your mic on. You can say yes or no. Well, welcome. There's no problem. There's nothing, no special instructions for newcomers. It's just nice to know. I think everybody else is not new. Okay, well, I hope, are you comfortable? Looks like you're pretty comfortable. And let your eyes close when you're ready. See what the quality of the temple is this morning. When you go inside, when you close your eyes, when you just welcome your experience moment by moment. And I don't mean by that to evaluate or to judge, just rather just, I don't know what I mean really, taste, feel. It seems we have different ways that we can taste the current atmosphere in our inner temples. We have our emotional sensor. Just our plain old physical filter. What's it feeling like on the physical level? No judging, just noticing. Is the energy flowing? Is the body aching? Or is it not too bad? And on the emotional front, just letting yourself be caressed by the weather system. Is it a blue sky with a few clouds? Or is it a little bit more weather, a little bit more layers in the heart area, wherever emotions like to live in your case? And in a way, we're saying hello. We're like the temple keepers. I don't know if you've been to India or Asian countries where
If you go early in the morning and there's nobody in the little temple, there's always a temple keeper who's preparing the shrine. And I guess before preparing the shrine, she walks into the little temple and she sort of feels what it's like. That's what I'm suggesting we do. Also, taking stock of how the mind is this morning, now, the thinking. And you can actually feel your brain, maybe even behind your forehead. Just feeling. No, you don't even have to label. Were there lots of thoughts before arriving? Maybe that brings you to noticing your breath. Meaning just tasting the flow of air through the nostrils. And the movement of the belly without manufacturing it, just noticing, really saying hello. It's really a saying hello to experience, and in this case, breath. In order to say hello, we sort of have to make contact, right? Otherwise, it's a fake hello. How do I make contact with my breath? Well, simply by gently directing attention to whatever I mean by that word. And now feel a sense of your whole body. Maybe feel where your body is touching the ground. Probably your pelvis, your legs, maybe your hands. Hello, just hello. And where that contact is, we can notice if the weight is allowed to be let go of. First, maybe the hands. And you really go there, you go to that texture of the meeting between hands and legs or ground. And you just say hello, you don't do anything. Same with the contact with the legs, the pelvis. And then feel also where your face touches the space beyond it. That means tasting the touch of the temperature on the skin. Of your forehead, of your cheeks. Just saying, hi, face. Do you know that there's plenty of space beyond that you can relax into if you so please? And again, feel your whole body. saying to it, you're welcome. You are a mass of vibrating sensation that I taste moment by moment. And you're much more than that, dear body. You are the expression of life. And you can tell your body that it lives within you. In other words, that this mass, this layers of sensation, feelings, vibrations, energies, that it's unfolding in you, just like the sound of this voice. You being a quality of openness. You being a quality of borderlessness. See if the body is willing to taste that possibility that it is safe, that the weight, that its weight can be released unconditionally in all directions. That all is well. Moment by moment. And that those feelings and sensations that seem to say that all is not well. Moment by moment. Maybe, may they feel that they are welcome. The all is not well is welcomed in the all is well. Again, feeling your whole body, not seeing the body, not conceiving of the body, just feeling the body from the inside. And letting it expand in all directions, if it wants. And now feel yourself. Yourself is not just the body. Yourself is not just the feeling of being a body. It's married to the feeling of being a body is married to another sense of myself, which is more subtle, less tangible. Yes, I am the body. I am the unfolding of sensations and energy, but I am also the pure transparency. Like the sky. Give yourself full permission to feel that with your tactility. And I don't know, that doesn't make any sense. So don't ask your mind to interpret what I'm saying. See if it resonates directly. I am the borderlessness. In me, breath dances, tensions, sensations, temperatures, sounds. It's as if this contemplation perhaps can allow for the emptying of the me, the body, into the real me of borderlessness. You take anything that feels like I am the body, any sense of being solid, dense, limited within a body, and sort of empty that out into the real me of infinite openness. And at the same time, and again, this won't make sense. You don't do it. You allow it, rather. You allow it to be revealed. The only thing we have to do really is to really touch the place of the me, the body feeling. The tension in the hands, the contraction in the torso, in the face. That very familiar, intimate me, the body feeling. Me who has to hold, defend, locate myself, protect myself, assert myself. Those are feelings in the body. And so here, you sort of completely open yourself to those layers. And in opening yourself to them, it's as if you're allowing a return of the limited me to the unlimited me. Or at least you're indicating what's really going on. Now let's give this body, which is so patiently sitting still, listening to these words. But bodies naturally move, so let's explore a little bit with movement. So feel your shoulders. And then lift your forearms off your lap. Just your forearms. Keep your upper arms alongside your torso. Completely relax your hands. You have no visual of your hands, just the tingling of your hands. Let the tingling of your hands kiss the space all around. Merge with the space all around. No boundary between hands and space. So it's more like a radiant sensation that you pour up through the lower arm, the elbows. Now feel your upper arms coming to life, and then slowly feel the shoulders moving up towards the ears, and they're weightless. Smooth, easy movement. Free of a mover. And now the shoulders, the cloud shoulders, are dissolving back down. No rush. There could only be rush if there was a mover who wants to go from A to Z. But here I am, tasting every micro sensation. Again, the shoulders. But they're not shoulders, they're, I don't know what they are. Moving up, floating up. Hover there and empty the posture in all directions. The legs into the earth, the shoulders hovering up and empty them into the space all around. Maybe the chin needs to come down a bit, and then slowly releasing the arms. Smooth. And let the hands come down. And now it circles with the shoulders. Can you empty the movement? And then the other way. Yes, and then let the arms disappear. The breath, is it free? Now we do neck row slowly. Feel you're the sky, and there's a ripple of sensation rippling through you, and you are tasting every moment without any knowledge. And of course, notice the feeling of being the mover. Just welcome it. See what it's made of. And now the other way. Nobody moving. That doesn't make sense to the mind, but it makes perfect sense to you. Yes, now let the head all on its own, let it come back to wherever it comes back to. Don't do it. Let this body kiss, love the space all around. Let the space all around reunite with the body. Be honest, there isn't such a border there in your experience. Right this moment. Now the torso, like a ghost, turning towards the left. Be with the sensation, not the mechanics. Let's see where your hands want to be, one on top of the other, perhaps. Empty the posture. Joyfully. It's like you're scattering it out into the openness. It's unbearable to be a separate body, isn't it? And that's what we maintain. So here, just splash your body out into the openness. And if there's contraction and tension, gently stir it out into the openness. Lovingly. Now the torso ripples towards the right side, but it's not a torso, it's a trail of sensation. And the hands, they land, and the weight of the arms, they melt, and the breath. It's dancing at the top of the head. It's looking for the ceiling. And then feel the whole body, posture, and shake it out into the openness without moving. You're the openness. And now the torso comes back. Slowly. And now you collapse the spine, you round the spine. Feel that the back body is being supported by a cushion of air. And also the front body, two cushions of air supporting the body in the back and in the front. So you can sort of rest your upper torso and your head on this cushion of air, relax. The body relaxed, the breath, feel the breath. The belly with the in-breath and the out-breath. And now slowly from the pubic bone, don't do it. Feel the pubic bone begin to move and rise. And now it's the lower abdomen. And now it's the middle torso and soon it's the upper torso. A whole elongation of the front of the torso. Very slow, don't do it. And the hands come back towards the back of the body. Resting your fingers, your thumbs are towards the torso, elbows drawing towards one another. And gently just let the arching between the shoulder blades, very gentle. It's all like effortless. That's the main quality. Feel your hands. Are they crushing the ground? Imagine two little kittens under your hands, bellies of two little kittens. You don't want to crush the kittens. Yes, and the face beaming to the ceiling. And now feel the whole torso, the whole posture. Welcome the discomfort, it's okay. Just say yes with the posture, yes. And then coming back slowly, slowly the hands, very alive. Tips of the fingers looking out for Scorpios as they travel back to the front. Perfect stillness. Don't wrap yourself back in a bordered body. Begin to perceive your body in line with what you know to be true, which is that we are made out of this openness. And now we're going to come to a standing position. Take your time. Stretching your body on the way, if it wants, give it whatever it wants. finding a sort of empty way to come up, not an effortful way. Yeah. And now feeling, eyes are still closed, by the way, simply because it really helps us be with a perception of the body, with a sensation rather than the memory of the body. As soon as we see it, we're more in thinking. But, you know, eventually it's nice to also do these explorations with eyes open, no doubt. Feel your body, feel where your feet and the earth connect. Your hands, tingling of your fingers, palms. Feel your head floating maybe on top of your spine like a balloon. Feel the discomfort that no doubt surfaces, maybe in the shoulders, in the joints, in the articulations of the body. Hello, body of discomfort. I welcome you. You have been working so hard on behalf of the separate one. It's not surprising there's pain, tension. Feel your left hand. Let your left arm just fall upwards towards the ceiling so it's weightless. Touching the ceiling with the tips of your finger. And then let your arm come back down, but towards the back. So it's like a circling back and down. Slowly. All the way down, and then you do the reverse. You come up, but from the back, touching the ceiling, emptying the shoulder, and then the left arm comes back down in front. And then let your arm go, empty it completely, let it go. Feel the right hand tingling, palm, and it's the right arm floating up, touching the space, touching the ceiling, opening your armpit. It's all sensation, and now it comes down and back, big circle. Breath is free, feel your whole body. And now the other way. Free breath, space, and then down in front. And just stillness, welcome the layers. Feel your feet, your ankles, your knees, your hips plant little seeds of space. In the articulations, water the seeds, watch the space, warm space, begin to grow in your articulations, your hips, also your wrists, your elbows, your shoulders, and all the articulations of the body, little seeds of space. Now the two arms float up, long, long arms, much longer than what you conceive of, grazing the walls in front, touching the ceiling, and then coming back down, big circle, slow and smooth. No reason to do this, just tasting the other way. Can your palms be alive, touching the density of the space and come down in front? I am the openness, watching my arms dissolve in me. Where do they go? Where are they? What do they look like if I were to draw them? But don't do that, because it will get you thinking. Stay with the tactility. Slowly feel space in front of the torso. Very open, welcoming, and now let the torso move forward and down slowly. Empty movement. Very, very easy. The whole torso coming down. The knees can bend if the body requires. Let the head go. Let the breath go. Long inhale, long exhale. And gently, the cushion of air is pushing the torso back up. Very slow, you don't have to do anything. Tasting, just tasting this body. Where does the head want to sit on top of the spine? Now place your hands on your lower back. And then gently push your hips forward a little bit and feel your upper chest and your face towards the ceiling, a little arch. Empty the posture of any unnecessary tension in the feet, in the face, in the shoulders. And then come back slowly, the arms relax. Hello, body. Becoming aware of how unwelcoming we are of this body most of the time. And it's not nobody's fault. It's just part of what's required to maintain the feeling of being a separate self. So, first, we have to connect with the openness before we can begin to clock this habit of not loving this body, and not just this body, right? This planet body. But in this moment, really feel that you are that which welcomes everything unconditionally. Move your weight a little bit towards the left. Just feel, without lifting your right leg off the ground, feel that it could lift very easily, and let it sort of, with a sensation, lift off. Whilst on the left side, there's a sort of pillar of energy. I feel that the body's completely connected to the space all around, and now very slowly, very, very slowly, without doing it, the weight shifts towards the right. Don't do it. It's like one of those timekeepers with sand in it. The sand is shifting, wet sand, shifting towards the right, slowly, 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 so that the pillar of energy arises on the right side. And meanwhile, the left side of the body becomes cloud-like. And you just let the left side of the body merge with the space to the left, whilst you allow the pillar on the right to be organic. It's not that you do anything, you just feel that. Yes, and now the weight again towards the left side, very slow. And Mark, I know you have to do this with your body of sensation. Or maybe you can find a way with your arms. And now maybe this time you can open your eyes a little bit and just let your right knee float up. A little balancing. Breath, does it stop the breath? And now slowly the right foot down. It's all like a slow motion film. And the weight to the right. But I am the openness, so I have no problem with slow motion. And now opening the eyes as the left knee rises up. Can the breath be free or not? Just notice, and now the left leg down, the foot, and the eyes close. Just tasting the reactions in the body to this exploration. Is there a friendly feeling? I hope so. That doesn't mean that there's not discomfort, but may it be surrounded with friendliness. Now gently let movement take the body. Not just movement, but expression. Expression through movement. And nobody's looking, eyes are closed. See what happens if you surrender your body to quality of movement. I want to say dance. Dance in the sense of that people have been doing it forever. It's a way of speaking, a language. Let your body speak that language, and it's not a language for the mind. And there's, you can move away from your screen, feel that there's a, this body surrounded with openness, there's a lot of space. And also that this openness that we are, it's freedom itself. So let this movement be free to be as it wants. It doesn't have to be nice, pretty, spiritual, anything like that. It's coming from the quality of the earth and of the space and of your body and your feelings and your breath and your hair and your teeth and your hands and your fingers and your shoulders and your mouth and your taste and your smell and anything at all. Feel that it's a prayer. That you don't know, that you could not translate at the moment into words, just a raw prayer. And here the emotions that may be curled up in your being are allowed to shape the prayer. And again, there are no rules here. There could be sounds even. The hands may be invited in strange ways. Make sure the head is allowed. And if there's inhibition, then just welcome the inhibition, let that move. Some point, maybe you remember what you felt as a kid when you didn't have the inhibition. Or when you were a shaman somewhere out in the wilderness centuries ago. And sometimes feel also the openness that you are, benevolent. Yes, and then gently let the movement maybe come to slowing down or slowly moving towards stillness, but see what arises as you gently, slowly move back to stillness. What gestures? Where do the hands land, or what do they? Gesture, trusting the vibrancy of the body's shapes. And again, coming to perfect stillness, standing still, not knowing. I'm going to come back down to sitting. Feel the breath. Just feel your breath in the lower part of your torso, in the abdomen. All the way at the root of your torso. Maybe place your hands there. Taking my belt. Place your hands on your lower belly. Just give your attention to the breath without manipulating it at all. It's hard not to manipulate it when we sort of draw our attention there. So take time to really relax and listen to what the breath feels like. Not just the breath, what it feels like. Can it move also right and left side of the lower torso and also the back? Is there space? Visualize maybe a buoy, is that how you call them? the things you put when you don't know how to swim, there's a buoy there, all around your lower abdomen, inflating with the in-breath. And deflating with the out-breath. Welcome all the little layers of fear, of holding, of wanting, of not wanting. Don't judge them. They are the layers of the separate self at the level of the body. Now bring your hands a little bit higher to the, actually to the sides of your ribs, your lower ribs. Just place your hands left and right. If it's comfortable, you can also not, you can also leave your hands on your lap. And then listen to the breath. Natural without pushing or pulling. Feel the movement of the ribs. Then let your hands relax and imagine, visualize a buoy that's surrounding that area of the body. Let it inflate with the inhale. So it's the front, but also the sides and also the back. How big is your buoy? My buoy is bigger than yours. Big buoy, inflating, taking up lots of space. Yes, and now we shift the attention a little bit higher. You can put your hands there for a bit on your clavicular area, top of your lungs, right and left. Feel the kindness of the contact, the touch. It's not mechanical. And the kindness of the listening. We're not doing some kind of technique, So, listening to the breath and the upper torso. No right or wrong. And then visualize the buoy. Yes, now we're going to do a three-part breath with a pause at each level. So it's going to be an in-breath lower, pause, middle, pause, upper, pause, and then a long in-out breath. So it's all in one, it's all one in-breath, but in three parts. So here we go. In, in. In, long out breath. And of course, you have to find your own rhythm. So do it in your own rhythm a few times. Lower, middle, upper, out breath. See if you can empty the whole body of any unnecessary tension or release the weight. Honor the pause at the top of the in-breath and at the bottom of the out-breath. Make that a prayer as well. And then after the next out-breath, let the breath be natural. Empty your shoulders, encourage your face to relax into the space all around. Now we're going to do another little breathing prayer. We're going to inhale through both nostrils, gentle hold, and then with the exhale through the left nostril, then inhale through both, exhale through right, inhale through both, exhale through left. So you get it, I think, I hope. So no, not using the hands, just with your sensing. Here we go. After the next out breath, long inhale through both nostrils. Exhale through left. In through both. Exhale through right. And so on. Feel your nostrils are wide channels for the breath. Long channels deep into the skull. Even though we are manipulating the breath, see if you can have the quality of allowing, following the breath rather than pushing and pulling the breath. Nobody breathing. Feel the breath is bringing peace into the body, into the skull, into the brain. Permeating the skull. Carrying tension back out. After the next out-breath, we stop. Now we use our right hand to block the nostrils. So take your right hand and with your thumb, you cover your right nostril. With your ring finger, you hover over your left nostril. And now the exercise will be in-breath through the left, gentle hold, release the right nostril, exhale. Next exhale through the right as you block the left. Then switch, blocking the right, exhaling through the left. So it's called alternate nostril breath. I'm sure some of you know this. So here we go. So empty your lungs, Lock the right nostril and you're breathing in through the left nostril. And now switch, exhaling through the right. Now in through the right. And then switch out through the left. And the next one is in through the left, and you switch and so on, find your own rhythm. Or I should say, let your rhythm find itself. Be the openness. Feel the peace and the silence are permeating this exploration and play with the holding at the top of the in-breath, at the bottom as well. See if you can make the breath completely silent. After the next out breath on the left side, we stop. Don't do anything. Just give yourself to the silence all around. Thank you.
Thank you, thank you. Feel free to unmute if you feel like it, say hi or bye or something, but no obligations.
Thank you, Ellen. Hi,
Hugh. Thanks. I'm glad you got, thank you for emailing because I, will you. Take care.
Bye.
One day you should read one of your poems at the end of a session. Maybe you should choose one that would sort of fit with the atmosphere. That would be very nice. Hugh just published a book of poems, right? Or maybe two even.
One. Number two in the planning, but yeah, one.
Yeah. You know that I've created a Facebook group called Meeting in the Shrine, and I'll send you all the link. But Hugh, if it's a place to share that kind of thing, so feel free.
All right, thank you.
Yeah,
that'd be great.
Yeah. Hi, Carlo. Hi, Jane Marie. Hi, Mark. Hi, Marley. Now I have to say hi to everybody. Hi, Wolfgang. Hi, Sean. So, Sean, how did you find out about this? Through Rupert, probably.
Yeah, through Rupert. Yeah, through Rupert. And then I only found out about it yesterday, maybe. And then I thought I'd just come along and see what's up with it.
Yeah. Nice to see you. Where are you? Where do you live?
I live in Australia, in Wollongong, just south of Sydney, New South Wales.
You've got other Australians here.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. You do. I don't know if you're probably miles away. Australia is a big country. Where are you? I'm Beatrice.
Are you asking me? Did you ask somebody else?
No, I'm asking Anne Beatrice, who's also...
I'm in Sydney.
Oh, yeah, you're in Sydney.
Okay.
Okay, guys. Well, have a good week. Have a good day. Have a good everything.
Bye, everybody.
Take care. Bye, Sean. Nice
to
meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
Bye, Frank. Bye. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.